Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro studio. On this episode, we're talking about how social media marketing is done. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? So we're talking about how social media marketing is done today. There's a question that came in from a viewer and I want to dive right in because social media marketing is, I don't know if there's such a thing as internet marketing without social media marketing these days, because everything is interwoven and it's pretty much synonymous to the internet marketing these days, because social media, you know, it is what it is, okay? And if you're going to win in marketing online, you got to start thinking socially, because people have choices, okay? And the only way they're going to do business with your business is if they know, like, and trust you. You got to get a little bit social. Like, even if you're an introvert, it's easier to bring this down to science and practice a few things on the internet so people can, again, know, like, and trust you and your brand. And when you do that, when you focus on that, it becomes easier to generate new leads, new traffic, new customers. And I'm going to cover some of that details here. But before I get into that details, let's dive into the question here. So 5 weeks ago, I purchased a course on Facebook marketing. After watching the video sales presentation, I got very excited about marketing my business on social media all over again. I mean, it is what it is. Social media is where it's at. That's where your audience are hanging out, okay? They're hanging out on there a lot more time than they hang out in their jobs, than they hang out with their family members. They're on social media. How do I know? Because you see them on the phone. When they're walking on the street, they're on the phone, right? When they have a little break at work, they're on the phone. If the supervisor is not around, they're on the phone. Everybody's on the phone. And, you know, frankly, you go to a job, they tell you, we don't want you on the phone. But that's not necessarily the right thing to say, because sometimes part of their job is on their phone because you want to stay connected to them. You want to give them, you know, you want to be in real time with your instructions for them. And the best way to do that is via their phone. Okay. So it's understandable if you're excited about social media marketing. Let's keep going here. Within 2 days of diving in, I started execution and rolling out ads on both Facebook and Instagram. Now, I don't advise that, okay? Because typically a course, okay? If you buy a course, okay, my advice is to make sure you go through the course at least five times. At least five times, depending on how comprehensive the course is. Depending on if it's a book that you're reading, if it's a book that has execution and stuff like that in the book, step by step in it, I suggest reading it 10 to 15 times, because a lot of the information you're going to miss on the first time, you're going to catch it on the second time, on the third time, on fourth time, fifth time. Before you know it, becomes a part of who you are. It becomes second nature to you. The skill sets you're learning becoming is second nature to you. If you're on a home study course that has videos and things like this, like for example, this video, you need to watch it five times, a minimum five times, to grasp the concept, because if you don't do that, you will miss out on information just naturally, because we're human beings and there's only so much you can soak it at any point in time. So if you bought a course within 2 days and you start execution and rolling out ads on Facebook and Instagram, I can pretty much predict what's going to happen to your money. Okay, so let's keep going here. So far, I've spent $2,000 and I'm averaging $6.80 per lead. No sales so far after almost 300 leads. So if you don't know what leads are pretty much somebody that exchange email address with you in exchange for a valuable information that sometimes we call lead magnet, okay? And you want to get people, you want people to exchange email addresses and contact information with you, because that's how you get to follow up with them over and over again, because an average person will not do business with you on their first encounter. Does that make sense? They want to get to know you. They want to know, like, and trust you, like I said earlier. And part of the way that you reverse engineer that into your prospect is to give them something valuable up front, okay? Give them valuable information and do that consistently over and over until you become a brand, an expert in their eyes. Why? Because you're truly an expert, because you're leading with value first and you're sharing the information that they want to know, even ahead that even ahead of finding out that they really need to know, right? You're already thinking ahead of them. And that's a beauty about the internet marketing of today. You can continue to serve people's needs by simply giving out information about things that they would want to know, even if they don't know yet that they need to know, right? And sometimes they already know. Sometimes they are on Google searching already for the information, okay? So leads are essentially leads is created when somebody decides to give you their email address in exchange for valuable information like a PDF download, like a book, a free book download, and things like that. Does that make sense? Good. All right, so within 2 days of diving in, okay, before I continue, for example, here, I'm going to start giving, like right now, I already start giving away my 15 steps to six figures, which is a free book that you can download with the link on the screen, right? I do that, but when you get there, you notice that you have to register for my webinar, which is another way that I give away valuable information, okay, that can help you make money, help you learn how to market online, help you learn how to spread more message about your business online, right? Generate more leads, generate more motivated sellers, whatever it is that you're looking for in your business, whoever your ideal prospect is, you want to generate their contact information so you can follow up with them, so you can have an opportunity to serve them even the more, right? Those are all leads, okay? So what this person is saying, they've spent $2,000 so far because they went way too fast, 2 days of getting into a course and start, you know, sometimes you get excited. I've made that mistake before. The first mistake I made was back in 2009 when I first decided to go full blown online. In February 2009, I lost $700 in 5 minutes. Google AdWords was popping on and popping. Everybody was making money. So it's like, you know, this is going to make a lot of sense. And really all I had in my head was not the skills. I did not have the skills. What I had was the success stories from the video presentation, okay? So the success stories from the, sometimes you can get high off of the success stories from the video presentation, and then you go ahead of yourself without learning the skills properly or soaking in as much information as possible, right? Then you blow out. At the very minimum, you want to start slow, okay? So spending $2,000 in 2 days is definitely a no-no for a new beginner, okay? So this person spent $2,000. They're averaging about six, so no sales after 300 leads. So if you do that math real quick, that's almost 300 leads, $6.80 on an average. With no sales, that's expensive, obviously, right? Now, generating leads is, you know, if you say it's expensive, it's a relative term, okay? There are people that would generate leads at $200 per lead, that means per contact information, and that's like printing money because on an average, every time they get that one lead, it turns to $400 in sales revenue for them, right? Obviously, that's printing money. You spend $200 on a lead, and each average lead turns out to $400 per lead. That's doubling your money. That's printing money, okay? Just right there on the surface value. However, sometimes before you get to that point where the average is averaging out, you need to make sure you can stay ahead of that, okay? You need to make sure you can stay afloat in the game before you get there. Sometimes the averaging over time and the time between starting and profitability is what creates companies that go under, okay? It's not like inevitable. Sometimes you see companies say they're raising money because they need to raise enough money to keep going so that they can get to the point where they're profitable, because profit doesn't always come in immediately. So is it already non-profitable to have 300 leads, $6.80? Not necessarily, but if you're in a position where you're going to quit, where you already run out of money, then yes, right? Then that would be a yes. That's why you want to start slow. That's why you want to have edge. That's why in the finance market, right, you have people called edging their game. They need to edge. That's why you hear people say, hey, they bought this stock, but they need to edge it with stock options, because it's not always a straightforward. That's why you need skills, my friend. That's why you need skills. It's not always a straightforward line all the way up. Sometimes there's a bunch of ups and downs because people are responding to every market emotionally. And when they do that, that affects you, because that affects your pocket, that affects your marketing budget. So you got to pay attention to these things. You got to have ways of edging yourself in any game, because if you don't, you're going to run out of money, you're going to run out of resources, and you're going to be out of the game. And it's not going to be the fault of anybody, not even you. It's just what it is, right? So you got to create a lot of room for error, a lot of edge against ups and downs in the market, Market shift happens. Sometimes market shift happens, like recession, right? And it's nobody's fault. It's just what it is. It's not because somebody is, it's not because you need a lot more prayer. It's not because you need a lot more work. It could be because you don't have the skills to edge yourself in the game, right? And everybody's talking about Bitcoins right now. You know, Bitcoins, everybody's speculative. It just went to $5,000 per coin, right? From $900 at the beginning of this year, I heard, right? And everybody is buying into it, speculating about it, right? That's not a strategy, right? Now, if you have some few dollars and you want to gamble with it, sure, right? But that's not a gambling, it's not a strategy, right? You gotta have strategy when you approach social media marketing. A part of the strategy is when you're going through a course, make sure you finish the course all the way through, okay? Make sure you finish the course all the way through, okay? Once you finish the course all the way through, I would suggest going through that course, staying focused and going through that course at least 5 times, practicing exactly to the T what the course says. Don't bend, don't go back, don't apply anything else, right? Don't go searching for more information. Execute if there are step by step to execute first, and then from that execution, slowly you're gonna gain some more knowledge just from experience, because experience is one of the best teachers, right? You're gonna get some experience. And that's how you execute when it comes to social media marketing, because there's so many forces and you want to be careful while you're going at this, right? So he continues, he says, I've done this in the past and I quit after losing money. There you go. So sometimes people just quit, not because they're quitters, because they literally run out of resources, okay? However, that's not an excuse. Get resourceful and keep going, hopefully, right? But sometimes you just get pushed to the wall, right? So I was told it's because I was a quitter. Yeah, of course, we're very quick. The gurus are very quick to tell you you're a quitter, right? I love the idea of marketing on social media, but how long do you suggest I keep this up? I like to get this done, but this time around with some results. So I already gave you what you need to do. Let me repeat that again, and I would watch this video over and over again. When you buy a course, make sure you go all the way through it first, okay? You can take some notes, grab a pen and a paper. Don't grab the mouse. Let it play. Grab some notes, print out all the worksheets that come with it, right? Take it serious, focus, commit to it. And I would do that 5 times, okay? I would do that at least 5 times. And then I will start executing slowly. Definitely let one ad run for one day and see what the numbers say. I don't care if it's $5. Try $5. And then tomorrow, if it looks good, like, oh, then put on $10, right? Now, 2 days just went by. In that 2 days, your brain is working. You're trying to observe. You're still going through the course multiple times, right? And then maybe $100. You go up to $100. And then before you start dumping $2,000 within 2 days, I wouldn't do that. And I would definitely do that slowly. But in addition to that, I would definitely make sure I implement organic traffic, okay? Make sure you have implementation of organic traffic in whatever you do. How do you have organic traffic? You have to give value. Remember what I said earlier? You got to give a lot of value into the marketplace. You got to start shooting videos about the commonly, frequently asked questions from your audience. You have an audience. You have an audience that you're trying to serve, right? They have frequently asked questions. Come up with the first 20 and shoot videos about them. Optimize those videos for the search engines. Also optimize the videos so they can be showing as suggested videos. They call that suggested video optimization, SVO now, and start showing to people and have people and just push those videos out there every single, maybe once a day. I do mine once a day, 5 days a week. You could do once a week, that's perfectly fine, right? Anything beyond a week, you're gonna slow down and it's just gonna go dead. Why? Because it's just natural. It's something you're not doing frequently. You're gonna, you know, life is gonna happen. You're gonna forget about it, right? So I would definitely apply that to together with paid media, right? Paid marketing. I would not just be doing paid marketing by itself. I would definitely have a hybrid of paid marketing and organic traffic. Organic marketing, meaning I have tons, like if you Google my name, I have tons of videos out there that people can find. And what that means is that I'm always showing up every day. And if people see that you're always showing up every day, then you kill in a good way, right? Like you're a badass when it comes to trust. People can trust you because you show up every day. Remember, people gotta know, right? No, they'll know. I mean, you know me now, right? They gotta like you. That has to happen organically. You can't force people to like you. Like attraction cannot be forced. Attraction Either you're talking relationship or in marketing or in business, you can't force it. It's not like you can't force it. Either is there or it's not. But you can reverse engineer it by showing up every day. People know you and then trust. They trust you because you show up every day or every week, whatever you chose. If you do once every month, you cannot guarantee yourself you're going to show up the next month over because a lot of things happen within a month. Right, a lot of things in life happens. Okay, so that's what I have for you on this episode. If you want to learn more about organic traffic, internet marketing, the way I do my paid marketing and all those things, and you want to learn how to make $5,000 in the next 30 days with the simple system that I actually use, simply go through the link on the screen. It's olatux.com/mastermind, olatux.com/mastermind. That's where you want to go. And take advantage of the free training that I have in there for you. And take advantage of the free download of the PDF that I give you, 15 steps to six figures income. And that's what I have for you. Please like, share this video, share your comments. I have a question for you, and I want you to leave your answer for me in the comment box below, right? Are you more of a producer or consumer of social media? Which one are you, consumer or producer in the social media? Think about it. And give me your answer below in the comment area below. That's what I have for you today. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.